Budget negotiations hung up on surtax for the super rich. Iraq said to be ready to free some American hostages. Israel bars West Bank Palestinians from Jerusalem after another Jew is stabbed. Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. 3 weeks into the new fiscal year, congressional budget negotiators are trying again today to come up with a budget deal. But it could all collapse, as Rob Armstrong reports, on the issue of a surtax on millionaires.
After a day of optimistic assessments and reports of progress, things came crashing down early last evening. White House Chief of Staff John Sununu stormed out of the Capitol, fuming that the Democrats rejected what he called a fair package that would have increased tax rates on the wealthy from 28% to 31% and increased the burden even more on millionaires. The key sticking point is whether to impose a surtax or limit deductions. Republican Senator Bob Packwood said the worst-case scenario is a complete breakdown of the talks.
Let the Democrats go ahead and pass the Rostenkowski bill in the Senate and send it on to the President. It'll be vetoed, and the veto will be sustained, and we'll simply go to the public in the election on the basis of what they would have preferred.
Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell, however, said the talks have not collapsed.
Throughout this process, there have been disagreements. And at each step of the process, despite our differences, despite our disappointments, we've come back, continued the discussions, and been able to narrow the disagreements significantly.
Mitchell rejected Sununu's criticism, saying he's negotiating with congressional Republicans, not with the White House. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
President Bush today vetoes the 1990 Civil Rights Bill in the belief it would force businesses to adopt hiring and promotion quotas to prevent lawsuits. Senate Democratic Leader George Mitchell will be among those leading the battle to override.
I believe the president's decision to veto the bill is unwise and unfortunate. The president's statements about this being a quota bill are inaccurate.
Jesse Jackson called the veto a clear attempt to incite fear in white workers and to Willie Hortonize the 1990 election. Congressional negotiators have reached tentative agreement on the first toughening of clean air standards in 13 years. The bill would require factories, car makers, and utilities to cut pollution dramatically over the next decade. The House-Senate conference could return the bill for final passage later today. The White House has softened veto threats over an aid program for workers who lose their jobs because of tougher pollution controls. Iraq has agreed to free an unspecified number of elderly or sick American men held as hostages. That, according to the head of the Iraqi American Friendship Foundation, who met last night with Saddam Hussein. The British Foreign Office says a 62-year-old man held hostage in Iraq has died. The cause is unknown. Seven other Britons have been detained in Kuwait. Also today, another high seas confrontation. Peter Van Sant reports from Saudi Arabia.
American and Australian naval personnel this morning boarded a pesky Iraqi cargo ship for the second time in 3 days, trying to get its captain to stop running the naval blockade. The Al-Bahar Al-Arabi, carrying a shipment of plywood and plastic pipe, has been trying to take its cargo to Yemen. Yesterday, the U.S. destroyer O'Brien fired warning shots across the Iraqi ship's bow after its captain refused to change course. 2 days ago, U.S. Navy and Coast Guard personnel boarded the ship and told the captain to return to Iraq. The captain agreed and then went back on his word, continuing to steam toward the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. warships have the authority to fire on vessels which repeatedly try to break the naval embargo. One Navy source says that in this case, a decision to fire on the ship would likely be made in Washington. Peter Van Sant, CBS News, Saudi Arabia.
The price of oil continues to slide. Dan Revive reports from London.
Crude oil from the North Sea cost $41 a barrel just 10 days ago, but coasted downward all last week. And today the price slipped below 30, down $4 and a quarter to $28 a barrel. Still a lot higher than the $18 a barrel before Iraq invaded Kuwait. But market analyst Mehdi Varzi says the threat of armed conflict is what pushed up the oil price.
People are now beginning to raise the possibility of a peaceful outcome to the Gulf conflict in their own minds. And therefore, the so-called war element or the war premium in the crude oil price has been reduced.
At another London stockbroking firm, Stephen Turner at the oil desk warns of a quick reversal if war does break out.
Any disruption in the Middle East would have a very serious impact on prices.
Although the oil market is highly volatile, the lower prices are already benefiting car drivers here in Europe. Gas stations are starting to cut their prices by up to 12 cents a gallon. Dan Revive, CBS News, London.
A lone attacker today stabbed and wounded a Jewish man in Jerusalem a day after an Arab stabbed 3 Jews to death. Today they were buried, and Israel barred all Palestinians in the occupied territories from entering Jerusalem. More from Lawrence Rifkin.
Jewish 2 weeks ago, after Jerusalem police killed 21 Arabs in Old City violence, there were police officers on every East Jerusalem street corner to prevent Arab expressions of anger. Now on this traffic artery leading into West Jerusalem from the West Bank, police on just about every corner are hoping to keep in check the anger of Jews after three were stabbed to death yesterday by a West Bank Arab. Immediately after that attack, neighbors of the victim stoned every passing car with a distinctive blue West Bank license plate. Today, those blue plates are missing. In normal times, they might be on every second or third vehicle. But right now, about half a mile from here at the municipal boundary, a police roadblock is turning back every vehicle with a blue plate. All this gives the impression that the only way the Israelis feel they'll be able to keep the peace in this city is by keeping people apart. Lawrence Rifkin, CBS News, Jerusalem.
In Moscow today, a call for a purge within the KGB and punishment for those who use the iron fist too freely. Correspondent Barry Peterson reports.
Here are the suggestions. Punishing KGB agents who prosecuted innocent people in the Stalin purges of the 30s, 40s, and 50s. An out-and-out admission that in this day and age, the KGB is losing the war against crime, especially organized crime. And a call for an oversight committee of the KGB, outsiders checking the agency's actions and deeds. Demands from a leading dissident group? Guess again. Those were the words spoken at a news conference this morning by the man at the head of the KGB, Vladimir Khrushchev. He was joined by this nation's other top law enforcement officials, one who pointed out that Mikhail Gorbachev wants a market economy, capitalism, but that the old laws are still in the books, making it a crime to make a profit. The times are changing so fast, the laws can't keep up. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Moscow.
The Washington Post reports today the Navy has a serious problem with rapes, sexual assaults, and violations of fraternization rules at its Orlando, Florida training center, but often has failed to seek appropriate punishment for offenders. The paper says in 1989 and the first half of this year, the Navy's Inspector General reported at least six rapes of female students or recruits with nobody prosecuted. A moderate earthquake shook northwest Iran today, the second in less than a week. There are no reports of damage or casualties. A more powerful quake in the same area killed 4,000 people in June. Indonesian troops were called out today to stop Muslim protesters attacking the offices of a Jakarta newspaper. The reason? The tabloid published a popularity poll which rated the Prophet Muhammad behind President Suharto, a pop singer, and even the paper's editor. In light European trading, the dollar is a bit stronger today after ending its 13-day slide in Tokyo. The London gold fixing was down over $4 from Friday at $368.50 an ounce. And on Wall Street, the Dow is off nearly 14 points. It's 10 past 7.